Harper Audio presents Bitter Brew, The Rise and Fall of Anheuser-Busch and America's Kings of Beer by William Nadelsieder. Read by Peter Burkrot. Prologue. August is not feeling well. In the grand ballroom of the Hyatt at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., on the afternoon of May 13, 2008, several hundred Anheuser-Busch distributors sat in rows of uncomfortable chairs, restlessly awaiting the arrival of August Busch IV, the 43-year-old president and CEO of Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, America's premier brewery. The fourth, as he was commonly called in the industry, was 20 minutes late, and no one from the company had appeared with an explanation for the delay. The distributors were among 1,200 beer professionals from around the world attending the 18th annual National Beer Wholesalers Association Brewers Legislative Conference. This year's three-day event coincided with the 75th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition, and Anheuser-Busch had taken the opportunity to schedule a separate meeting with its distributors, the independent operators who, by a law passed in Prohibition's wake, serve as the middlemen between the brewery and retailers. There was much to talk about. Beer sales were on the decline globally, and the industry was weathering a period of rapid consolidation that threatened AB's century-long dominance. In the past few years, Milwaukee's Miller Brewing had merged with London-based South African breweries to form Sab Miller. Canada's Molson had merged with Colorado-based Adolph Coors to form Molson Coors, which then merged its U.S. operations with Sab Miller to form Miller Coors. And Belgium's Interbrew SA had merged with Brazil's Ambev to create InBev, which had knocked AB out of its perennial position as the world's largest brewer. AB was still the most profitable brewer, with its brands accounting for about 50% of beer sales in the United States, the world's most lucrative market. But the company's drop to number two in volume, coupled with the fact that its stock price had remained flat for nearly 5 years, or roughly the period that August the 4th had been in charge of the brewing division, was fueling speculation that the aggressively acquisitive InBev was eyeing AB as a possible takeover target. Busch had dismissed the talk of a takeover during a meeting with distributors in Chicago the week before, drawing a standing ovation when he declared, "Not on my watch." The fourth was actually the sixth Busch to head the St. Louis-based brewery, a responsibility handed down from father to firstborn son since his great-great-grandfather, Adolphus, founded the company in the wake of the Civil War. With the exception of the fourth's great-uncle, Adolphus III, each of his predecessors had left an indelible imprint, not just on the company, but on American commerce as well. Over the course of five generations, they'd taken a tiny bankrupt brewery that made bad-tasting beer on the banks of the Mississippi River and transformed it into a colossus that pumped out more than 100 million barrels a year. They had steered the company through two world wars, Prohibition, and the Great Depression, building their signature lager, Budweiser, into the best-selling beer on the planet, making Anheuser-Busch, in the words of the fourth's father, August A. Busch III, the world's beer company. Thanks to their beer, the Busch family had tasted all that America ever promised the immigrant class from which they sprang. Wealth almost beyond comprehension, political power that provided access to presidents, and a lifestyle rivaling that of history's most extravagant royals. Along with that, of course, came a king-size portion of heartbreak, scandal, tragedy, and untimely death. But they had endured. Nearly all the other German immigrant brewers who'd built their businesses by hand branded their factories with their family names: Schlitz, Miller, Pabst, Blatz, Schaefer, Coors, Lemp, Stroh, Ham, Grisadek, and turned America into a beer-loving nation, were gone, their paternalistic empires swallowed up by foreign-based conglomerations of amalgamations with soulless names like InBev. Of the brewing giants that boomed after Prohibition and fought fierce and sometimes desperate battles for market share in the last half of the 20th century, only Anheuser-Busch remained as a freestanding independent company, still operated by the family that founded it,